Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello to our friends listening in the United States of America, including stations like 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City, Kansas City's rock station. Also, our friends at Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That would be Fort Bragg and 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's classic rock station and a legendary one at that. Big show for you. Who sucks less on the way? The word has some phrases and words that you are using incorrectly. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day, and as we get an article today out of Real Clear Science, and It's Worth Your Time, by Stephen E. Nash. He's driving with his family in Colorado in the evening, and his 9-year-old, who is a twin son of his, has to go to the bathroom. He doesn't have to go number one. He has to go number two. Now, Stephen, being an archaeologist and exploring many cultures, he has been, as he says, in Ethiopia, India, parts of China that don't use toilet paper, but it got him to think about the history of toilet paper and what people used before its invention, as we come to find out that toilet paper has only been around since about 1857, and that was invented by a New York entrepreneur named Joseph Gayety, introduced but not put out in any way, shape, or form where people could actually use it. That wasn't until Clarence and Irvin Scott came out with toilet paper on rolls, you see. Mm-hmm. And so it got him to thinking about, well, all right, human beings have been around for a while. The article is, what did ancient Romans do without toilet paper? And it led him to find out that in ancient Rome, they basically had a bathroom with a hole and multiple holes for multiple uses. Most of the bathrooms were communal.
Mm-hmm.
But you cleaned yourself with a stick that had a sponge on the end.
A living sponge. That's like, from the Mediterranean,
right,
or whatever.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And then after you were done using that, you would wash or rinse out the sponge in a bucket of salt water or ammonia or whatever they had on
vinegar,
hand.
Vinegar. Salt water, something else.
Yeah.
Or urine.
Either way, then you hung it back up. It was a communal thing. So that's what the Romans did for much longer than toilet paper has been around.
Sure.
So our question today, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Would you rather have to share the sponge or just have a poopy butt?
I'd rather share the sponge because the thing is, like, you're not that put it this way. Like, one of the worst things that happens in a public bathroom now, if you have to poop, you run in, you sit down, and you realize the seat itself is still body temperature. Mm-hmm. And it bugs you a little bit because you recognize how close together this is. It's not what you want. But in those situations, assuming that the sponge has been thoroughly rinsed in vinegar, so you know whatever bacteria has been killed. I mean, it's not what I want to do now.
Wouldn't you think the disease could be spread that way?
It could be, but that's why they did it in the vinegar. I'm sure they did it
salt water
with just water first, realized some disease spread, said, all right, vinegar or the salt water. I'll tell you, the animal happiest for the invention of toilet paper
is the sea sponge.
The sea sponge.
The sea sponge.
Make no mistake about this.
This is not a good game.
They're like, hell yeah. A couple of comments came in answering, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? This guy says, I was fishing on a sandbar in the middle of the river. I had to do my business, as he says, something fierce. But didn't want to ruin my shirt or sacrifice my socks, so I use all the old receipts in my wallet. See, not so bad.
Well, he's in the river. Couldn't you just poo in the river?
Yeah, but you still want to clean your butt. What if the river's not flowing?
It might have just, I don't know.
I mean, I pooped in a lake once. Seemed like it cleaned it.
Which side did the poop come up, the front or the back?
I don't remember. So I was swimming away as I pooped.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you're swimming in? And
yes. Yeah. You've got to get away from
like
it,
soon as backstroke or breaststroke?
Well, forwards.
Well, you're going to go forward either way. But, I mean, backstroke meaning,
oh.
Were you on your back?
You should have backstroked it.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been very relaxing.
Right, that's what I mean. Like just
no, it's more like you drop it and then just get away from it.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. A few weeks ago, the day before payday, we ran out of toilet paper. I had like $10 left in my name. I forgot about the toilet paper until after I spent the $10 on McDonald's for lunch. So I robbed McDonald's of two handfuls of napkins.
Oh, my God.
I've probably been stuck without toilet paper more than the average person. Usually, I just use leaves. But once in the woods, I couldn't find any because of the time of the year, and I pulled off a bunch of those long pine needles. I folded them in half and used those. I had a great pine scent coming out of my pants the rest of the day. And then this guy's bragging. It takes me 114 days to use one roll of Kirkland toilet paper. Very healthy colon, he says.
Huh.
That's like a third of a year, basically.
Is that based
that's
on like fiber? Is that based on the fact that you don't use a lot of toilet paper because you're pretty clean down there?
Yeah, but how do you know you're clean until you wipe?
Fiber. Fiber is the difference.
I understand, fiber, but you still need to check, man. You still look. I hear what you're saying, and chances are you probably have less aftermath than most people, but you still need to check. Because to me, it's the same as like, hey, I had to fart. Sometimes you fart, you slip a little bit, it touches cotton, and you realize now you've pooped yourself, right? So there are no guarantees.
There's no guarantee.
At least check, man.
I mean, I'm proud if I make it like a few days or almost a week with one roll.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through rolls, man.
What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
I will say, when you don't live with a woman, you'd be shocked how much longer your toilet paper lasts.
Well, sure. I mean, they're wiping after everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Constantly wiping.
God, yeah. Just let it get dirty.
That's why you should be single.
Man. They go through toilet paper.
It's so expensive.
Golly, I'd love to, but man, you're killing me.
She wipes every time she goes to the bathroom.
I can't get in a relationship. I'm not ready to spend that kind of money on toilet paper, honey.
I only have so many trips to the corner store I can do.
Break the routine. You're so predictable.
You think I could put two of those between my legs on my scooter? Absolutely not.
Hello, Alec. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story, well, actually, I have kind of two stories, but the first story is I was backpacking in the Olympic National Forest, right? And this was probably 2 years ago, right?
All right.
And it was August, so I was expecting it to be pretty dry, right?
No. But August is supposed to be rainy. No, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you'd think it'd be dry, but it ended up raining on me for 4 days straight. I was eating Mountain House meals, right, because I'm backpacking. And so that kind of stops you up a little bit. And so by the time that the business started to come downstairs, I was walking down the trail, and I just realized, oh, man, I got to go.
So there was no real advance. It was
I ran off to the... Was it?
I got to ask you, man. Like, when you say you're eating, I'm assuming you're eating these dehydrated meals where you boil them in water, like the chili packets that were like, what kind of food were you consuming for the most part?
It was all pretty much Mountain House meals, man. Like, so yeah, it's those dehydrated ones.
Yeah, like, what do you get? Chili or do you get bean? Like, what do they have?
They have pretty much anything you could really want.
Yeah, but you don't want that. That's the problem.
Right.
Like, you don't actually want that.
There's a backpacker's pantry one that's pad thai.
That seems like a bad idea, man. It seems like a bad, I don't know, somehow, like, that seems like the worst idea.
Yeah, well, I figured that one out real quick.
What's really your only option, you know?
Yeah, and so, like I said, it's been raining for the last few days, and I had my stuff wrapped up in plastic, but when I got off the side of the trail with my toilet paper, right, I unroll it, and the bags had holes in it.
Oh.
So it was just a coalesced ball of toilet paper, right? And it just wasn't going to work. Like, talk about dingleberries. And so I get off the side of the trail, and I'm already like, oh, man, I'm already this far committed. And so I end up taking off my boot, and I have a wet sock on. I clean it off with a wet, cold, uncomfortable, smelly sock.
I'm assuming you continue. Did you put on new socks?
I had two pairs of socks on.
Oh, so you just, okay, well, that's a saving grace then. I was going to say, like, you didn't blister up your feet or anything, right?
No, they were already blistered up because I had done, like, I was getting rained on. So I had done about 20 miles a day on that route, so.
You wiped your ass with a cold, wet sock. I'm just trying to picture the expression on your face, like, half humiliation, half just complete defeat. But at that point, zero happiness.
I was already broken by that point. Like, it was so cold and so wet that I was actually kind of hysterical. I was by myself, too. So there wasn't anyone to talk to. And
you should write a book, Cold in the Woods Alone, Wiping My Ass with a Wet Sock, because I would buy it immediately.
This was the same day when I tried to use my jet boil to make myself food. And I hit it on a stump, right, just to get the measuring cup off because it pressed onto the top. And then all of a sudden I see these moths coming up. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I realize those aren't moths. Those are yellow jackets.
Oh.
And so I run as far as I can. And they didn't realize it was me. And I dropped my jet boil on the ground, and they were stinging my jet boil. And I was sitting in my tent around a tree, like, just, like, huddling and hoping that they didn't, like, realize it was me. I had a really bad time that time.
How many miles did you do total?
I did about 60 miles total.
Okay, that's and what 80% of the trip was in the rain?
No, 100% of the trip was in the rain.
Good times.
Oh man, oh man.
Yeah, and then I also went to Japan and used a bidet there. And let's just put it this way, man: when you eat Japanese cuisine and you try to use a bidet afterwards, it's not going to fix your problems, man. Like, it's just not going to fix your problems.
Why not?
It's that messy.
Well, I mean, like, I don't consider, like, Japanese food to be heavy, sticky.
It's like
spraying
water with water, man. There's no, you can't clean it out. I'm a kind of a hairy dude, so you can't clean it all out, man.
All right.
You just can't.
Okay.
But they have blow dryers and all that and preheated seats for you, so you'll be really comfortable while you're messing your brains out.
I think there's an argument between the hairy guys, because I'm a super hairy guy, and I think the bidet is the cleanest I've ever felt. Well, after pooping.
Sure, sure, sure.
Let me qualify.
Right.
I'm
generally pretty dirty.
There was a couple times in my late teens, early 20s, where it was right to the shower.
Oh, sure.
It's just, if you couldn't steal a roll of toilet paper from work, if someone forgot that.
Right.
I kept a memo I got from 96.7 WQCM threatening to fire, and they had us on camera, and they're going to bring in the police, whoever was stealing the toilet paper. And the bottom line was, it could have been any of us.
Right, right.
Yeah. We just didn't have any money. I mean.
So, all of you were guilty?
We're all, like, looking at each other, like, yeah, no. I know, man. I mean, like, okay, well, I'll just poop here then.
One of the old stations, they would lock up the toilet paper because it was the same situation. And we got a memo. They didn't really accuse anyone. They just said, look, you know, you can't, they're trying to take the upper hand or the upper road, right? Just, hey, look, man, we understand, but you got to stop taking it from here. So I remember going into the bathroom that day, and I'm working the overnight, so no one else is in the building. And I couldn't get the roll out. It's locked. And yeah, I was stealing some rolls. Same thing. You were just too broke to afford toilet paper. So. Yeah. I remember I unrolled that entire roll of toilet paper, wrapped it around my hand, folded it up, put it in my bag. I'm just like, yep. I'm still stealing toilet paper, man. Sorry.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's not like, that hard.
I'm going to pull it off the roll then.
Silicon, the return of Who Sucks Less. Our question, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with a word, we've got 10 misused phrases and words that make you sound dumb. Oh, the joy. We'll do that right before we drink a toast with the shot of the day. All right, our question, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
A few more comments rolling in, and by a few more, I mean millions. I had to use dryer sheets when I ran out of toilet paper. Not a good idea, but I didn't have any other options. I've been right there with you, man. Used a dryer sheet, and it seemed like, it's not that you want to use it, but it seemed like, you know what, man, this is a brilliant alternative.
Well, back to getting into the trash can, and that's what's in there, probably,
This case, long story short, I had to poop in the trash can of a laundry room. So I pooped directly. But anyway, in the laundry room, all they had was, they had the bounce dryer sheets, and the only thing you need to know is they're very, very porous. And I did not think this, so basically I wiped my ass, and while my ass smelled great, my fingertips were covered in poop. Let's see, I used a corn stalk. It was not good, in case anyone was going to ask if a corn stalk was good. You guys ever use the cardboard tube when the roll runs out?
We got an email about that.
I have used part once in my life. It wasn't worth it. I like this guy. It says, the cleanest I ever felt after pooping was taking a nice swim in the pool. Yes, a public pool. And then this guy bragging.
Oh, no.
Most times I wipe, it's clean. No hue or anything. Clean breaks.
So proud of that. Of my,
I mean, but you should be. Yeah. You should. It's not a milestone you can share with a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's
so
cool.
In this moment today, he can finally say, hey, let me share my door. By the way, when I poop, my toilet paper's clean.
It's like the person who can eat whatever they want and not get fat. Like, everybody has something special. You know what I'm saying?
This guy could poop so clean, he doesn't even pull the toilet paper off.
That's what I'm saying.
He just wiped it with nothing there. He just rolls it back on for the next person.
Spreads those cheeks wide. Mm. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, I'd brag about it. Brag about it every time I have a good
absolutely
one.
Absolutely would. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good, good, good. So, basically, what I've had to use instead of toilet paper is, I don't know exactly what the plan is, but I don't right now, but I grew up a lot kind of out in the country, and it's really soft leaves that you just use to wipe your back end, if you will, and you've got to be really careful that it's not poison ivy, because, especially for me, because I'm Native and Irish, and it's a medical fact that poison ivy really doesn't agree with that type of skin, and I've had that happen before, and it was a terrible thing.
Wait, you've had it happen like you got poison ivy, or you wiped your ass with poison ivy?
Accidentally wiped my ass with poison ivy.
All right, go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
How long does it take for you to figure out that you use poison ivy?
Well, you know, I'm thinking I'm good. I get back to where I need to be, you know, kind of get home, and then I go to take a shower, and all of a sudden I notice that my skin is kind of back there is kind of bubbling, and it's quite red, and it was just bad.
Okay, all right. Here is here's
poison
one
ivy to the ass.
Depending on where you are, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, you know of something that's called. And when I was younger, when ran on toilet paper, you just used the biggest leaves you can find. But there's a thing called skunkweed. Have you guys ever heard of skunkweed?
Yes.
You do know what skunkweed is?
I don't.
This is skunkweed and or skunk cabbage, whatever.
There's a reason why it's called that.
You'll see it out in the. But either way, these are big, big leaves.
I mean, look at that.
When you look at it and you go like, this would be perfect. Just keep in mind, there's a reason that it's called skunkweed. So you can use it. It's probably not going to irritate you, but man, it just reeks.
But you know what?
I know that personally.
I would trade that, though.
Yeah.
I would trade that because it's like, look, I know it smells like a skunk died in my ass, but I know
you
that my ass is clean.
You can really, you can smell it walking up on it. It's, I mean, you've seen this stuff before. It's everywhere. But it's the ideal size for covering your whole hand using it.
But you know how nature
works.
Good. It probably developed that as a defense mechanism when people started wiping their ass with it. Like the plants, like, man, we got to do something. Like, we got a memo from the sea sponges. They said, man, protect yourself.
What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Protect your root.
Yeah, protect your root, brother. It gets bad quick. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I've been in the Air Force, and I'm sure you guys know military is pretty notorious for practical jokes.
Sure.
I went to the bathroom. I go on to close the stall door, and I sit down, and I notice taped to the back of the door is a picture. Have you ever seen those Saw movies with Jigsaw?
Sure.
Yeah, so it has a picture of that creepy-looking doll on the paper, and underneath it, it says, I'd like to play a game. I thought, oh, that's kind of weird. That's funny. Whatever. So I do my business, and I get done. I look over, and somebody had replaced the toilet paper with a roll of packing tape. So I'm sitting there trying to decide, like, which side I should use, because the slick side is probably not going to remove anything. The sticky side is probably going to tear everything off the old dirty balloon knot. So I'm sitting there for a bit, and I'm hoping maybe somebody will come in and can give me a hand. But ultimately, I got lucky. I was tearing off some of the tape, and it occurred to me maybe to reach under the wall of the stall, and I could just barely reach some toilet paper. So I was able to use some toilet paper, but when I was finished, of course, I left the packing tape, and I left everything as it was for the next guy. So.
Yeah, you didn't want to ruin that again.
No, that's too good. That had me laughing all day.
I like that they took the time to tape a picture of Jigsaw to the back of the door.
Oh, man.
Just to give you a warning.
What
I'd like to play a game.
What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999
Oh my god,
that would be terrible.
I'll tell you right now, I plan on stealing that idea.
That's somewhere. You got a lot of time on your hands.
But think about, like, even here at work, like when we first moved over to this building, I got stuck in a stall with no toilet paper.
You have to make the mad dash with the pants down.
But yeah, but I mean, how mad of a dash can it be?
It isn't. It's right, a slow dash.
Yeah,
and,
just like
and you don't want anything to fall out, or you don't want anything to you don't want to spread.
Fall out? How much excess do you have in your butt?
I mean, what I mean is like you don't want to.
It shouldn't be more poop in there.
Well, you don't. Whatever came out, whatever's needs to be wiped.
What if it's drippy?
You don't want to spread it around.
That's
like,
right.
Because when your ass walks, you know,
well, I can rub your palm together.
You know.
I mean, it's not a great feeling.
No, it's not.
But, man, I'm telling you, I gotta tape a jigsaw picture of this thing. So as soon as you close the door, you know, something's up.
Well, my rule always is check. And I swear to God, the one time I didn't check was like I got stuck in there without some.
I like
and it was like locked up there. You couldn't get it out.
I mean, it's kind of a rule, but I just never remember to do it. I never remember to check until I'm already. I think it's always, you know, my first order of business is, especially in a public bathroom, because nobody wants to poop in a public bathroom. So obviously I'm at the point of no return. So you just get there, you sit down, you start handling your business, and then I look. Like that always seems to be the order. And if I get burned and there's none, I curse myself. Like, why can't you just remember to look to see if there's toilet paper? Because now there's someone peeing, right? Yeah. And now I hear someone else coming. Now they're having a conversation, so I still can't open the stall door to make the mad dash. Now a third person has entered this, and they've taken the stall next to me, meaning I can't make the mad dash from the stall I'm in, go past them, and get into the other stall. Man, it sucks.
Yeah, then you have to ask them to spare a square.
Do you actually ask, or do you just wait?
No, I'll just wait.
Yeah,
Speaking of squares.
It becomes the silence game, man.
That was the stuff we were in school. It was just one single-ply sheet of paper from, like, the Fort Howard Paper Company or something. I've never... Because when we did have paper, toilet paper, which wasn't all the time, it was a luxury. But they were just one sheet.
It should not have been a luxury.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, they did not, as far as stocking them, you got to remember, it's school. Everyone's using the bathroom. It's not a roll. They're in, like, they're stacked like paper towels. But they were in, like... Do you remember that? Yeah, they were... They were single sheets that were stacked in like a little box, and you could pull them out one at a time, but you only got one sheet in square, so you had to put like seven or eight of those sheets in your hand.
Oh, just for one good bite.
Right, but most of the time when you put your hand in there, you know, just like if you want to take paper towels out that way, you could grab like five or six of them, like a napkin dispenser.
Right.
And they were all, because you wanted as much room as you could get, so that toilet paper was not, it was gone quickly. You know, people would rather have more than not. And they didn't have, they just didn't stock it up. If you went in there, man, you were lucky. We half the time it was paper towels.
But see, I feel like that's one of those companies. What was the name of them again?
Fort Howard Paper.
They're one of those companies that probably exist only because they got a contract with the Fed to supply toilet paper to schools, because otherwise the quality's garbage, right?
Oh, it was
no
horrible.
No one would possibly buy this stuff.
No, it was terrible.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I have three fast ones. So when I was 12 years old, I was out in the country, and I was in a cornfield, a big cornfield, and all of a sudden the urge came up, and I grabbed a leaf, and I had been told that if you did it the right direction and the right side, it was okay. But I think I got them both wrong, and as time went by, it started getting really painful and stinging and burning, and I ran home, and I told my mom what happened, and she said, well, put some lotion on it. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. That was a bad one.
Yeah, I bet.
You're the second person to bring up corn. What else did you use?
Well, the other one was I was hunting with my buddies, and the night before hunting opened, my buddy had this brand-new jacket, and I was looking at it, and I said, man, I really need a new jacket. And he goes, hey, do you want to use it tomorrow? No problem. So in the morning, I get up, and I go hunting, and Mother Nature calls, and I usually have my stash of toilet paper, and I didn't have it, so I cut the pockets out of his brand-new jacket and used those.
You cut the pockets out of the jacket? Oh, that renders
and
the
it's not even your jacket.
That renders the jacket useless. So. You understand that once you don't have the pockets, because it's just...
Did you explain this to your buddy? Like, hey, man.
We got up the next morning, and I said, I love your coat. It's great. I And then the next morning we got up and went hunting, and he didn't put his hands in his pockets. But I heard about it at the end of the day.
Cut the pockets.
I have one more quick one.
All right.
So I'm a snowmobiler, or I used to be a lot. And sometimes you got to go when you're up there in the mountains. And it happened a few times. You got to peel all your gear off and use a snowball.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that before,
well, that,
man.
That actually doesn't seem like a bad option, though.
It's like, not awesome.
It's like a solid bidet.
It's like a cold bidet.
Yeah, but if you, like you said, you have temperature control on the bidet, would you ever pick cold? No, you would not. And the difference is, even that cold, it's not snow cold, because if it were snow cold, it would come out as ice, right? And I locked myself out of the house in Rochester. I had to poop. I drop a log in the back, and I grabbed some snow, and I went to wipe my ass. And it, honestly, man, like...
It's refreshing.
It's not. It's
invigorating.
It's invigorating for sure, but it was awful. Like, it was, like, it stings awful. It's just that cold, man. Because keep in mind, your butt is a little moist at that point, right, when you're wiping your ass. So now you're taking something that is colder than ice. Think about sticking your tongue on a pole, right? So you take this ice cold thing, you stick it to your ass. It's not a good feeling, man.
Yeah, but it's going in a warm cave.
Right. But when it first makes contact, it's... It takes a second, Ted. I guess that's the best way to put it.
I just saw somebody get some snowballs at their butt the other day. Some guy thought he'd be funny and pull his pants all the way down to pee, and we were by some snow, so my other buddy started throwing snowballs at his butt.
Okay.
What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so anyways, man, about the logger thing, right? Hey,
yeah.
All loggers, you know... Their shorts always get shorter. First, they start with the pockets. Then they go to the sleeves, and all of a sudden, you see the tails start getting cut off.
And
that's how you know Northwest.
And I guess it's just understood among loggers, like, oh, no, his shirt used to fit fine. He just had to poop.
So if I see a guy in booty shorts and a cutoff shirt, he's been working for a long time.
You guys are nuts, right, pretty much? You guys are crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're badasses.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, because first of all, it's a really dangerous profession, number one.
Yes, I've seen people get their heads smashed on their
Once again, colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling.
Yeah.
Now back to the program.
I think I cut him off.
Oh, man.
I tried to put him on hold, I think. I was enjoying him for sure.
I was, too. I just think it's funny that if you're a logger, you're losing your clothes because you have to use your clothes.
But it's just understood.
For toilet paper, and apparently you have a knife where you just cut off something. And like, why wouldn't you just have toilet paper around
you? I was just about to say, it's understood that everybody's doing this. Like, why don't we just start putting toilet paper in the trucks or something?
Right. I mean, I'd have it with me all the time if I knew the way.
And they got shovels or picks or something. You could bury it, right?
You still got to wipe your ass, though.
I mean, I'm saying, and I've only watched logger shows, but like there's guys tying stuff up and chopping them off, but then there's like a machine that like picks them all up.
Sure.
Like the wench or something.
Right, yeah. That big claw.
Why don't we throw some toilet paper in that thing?
Sure.
Something. Help these guys out.
What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, golfing. People in the Northwest probably know Kayak Point. I was out there golfing years ago, and I took the towel off of the ball washer on number 6 and had to hike into the woods and take care of my bunghole.
And people wonder why they want to live on a golf course. Why would anyone want to live on a golf course?
Yeah, they got
for a number of reasons.
What's that large mammal? Anyway, so I always roll with baby wipes now. I've got baby wipes in my golf bag at all times. Do yourself a favor. Never leave home without them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's a lot of things in the golf bag in there. Advil, there's Rolaids, wet wipes.
I think the Rolaids and the wet wipes for me are probably going to be number one and number two.
The wet wipes also in the golf bag?
Yes. I think you got to have them in there.
But I mean, you tee off at the clubhouse.
Yeah. You do. And then you come around 2 hours later to number 9. But there are times, man, you just don't know. I've been with people before. I was like, wow, man. someone's going to need to. So it doesn't happen all the time, but it might not be your number.
Right.
But there's four people involved and somebody. I've seen that more than that.
Sure. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Absolutely.
And you're starting early in the morning a lot of times.
Especially during golf tournaments. They'll start these golf tournaments early in the morning, and then they'll have, and most of the time, you don't wake up in the morning and start drinking beer and eating and doing shots and all that stuff, especially when there's a tournament that starts like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And so for certain guys, man, the first shot or beer they take and have a cigarette, and next thing you know, it's just like, oh my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, right. That's actually where I've seen it the most.
Or sometimes it's just a timing issue. Like, I've done it before on hikes. Like, you get up real early to go, and I'm an 8:30, 9-ish kind of regular dude. And you get to the trailhead by 7. It's like, oh,
yeah. I'm not done yet. My worst nightmare has come true.
My body's on its rhythm. Comment came in.
We're crapping on Arby's.
We're talking about all these loggers who are just cutting off their clothes. And we're like, well, I need to bring toilet paper. This guy says, look, man, I used to work with loggers. We call toilet paper mountain money.
Mountain money? Wow. What does that mean? Like, I'll give you a roll for $10?
Man, please. I swear to God, I'll buy you a case of beer. Man.
God damn it. Why don't you remember to bring it then?
Mountain money.
Okay. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLAV.
Hello, Angel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
This is my first time calling, long-time faithful listener, so it's pretty exciting.
We're excited that this was the topic that you had a story to tell.
It tells us you have nasty butts.
My wife is here, and as soon as I heard it, it's like, I got to call this in. Anyway, it's kind of like that last the logger phone call story where I was at Ranger School for the Army, and we were it was the mountain phase, and this is like where you spend like at least 10 days out in the field with whatever you're carrying, pretty much. And I was with a buddy. We're at a security point while everyone else was hitting the objective. And then everything was good and all. You know, it's actually a pretty good place to be. You can sneak a nap in because no one's around, so catch up with the sleep. And I'm sure this has happened to multiple people where out of nowhere it hits you and you just know you got to go. Like,
well, sure.
This is bad. And I had nothing on me. We just had, like, our M4s, and that was about it.
So what'd you use?
So I used half of my T-shirt.
Yeah, but you're a ranger, so you probably look pretty good if your abs were exposed or anything.
Still,
like that,
but you're the only ranger and a half shirt.
I just can't imagine, like, rolling up on a logger, man, with a cutoff on, like, in a chainsaw. You know what I mean? Like,
bad day, man.
Right. Like, get me out of here. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Who sucks less? Coming up right before we drink and tell us with a shot of the day. In the meantime, our question, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Lucas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
So what's your story? So,
we're on our way home from Minnesota back to Washington. And it's had a big long week of drinking, so it's a detox in the van. And my brother gets a Choco Taco at a gas station. And we're cruising along in the middle of Montana. My brother goes, next rest stop, we gotta go. I'm like, all right. He goes, might come sooner than that.
That's not a good thing in Montana. Maybe. You know, I would guess, you know, based on it being Montana and all, you know, your next exit might be Waze.
Oh, yeah. It's midnight. It's pitch black. And he goes, maybe 5 minutes after the first, he goes, stop the van right now. And we pull over on the side of the road, and he exits and releases everything. And he goes, well, I need something to wipe. And then we happen to have a loose sock in the van. Toss him out that, and wasn't good enough, so I had to use his boxers as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he rode commando back to Black Diamond. So.
You know, Dom, I feel like your
That's
underwear.
It's better, though. It's better than.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you can dispose of your underwear without anyone knowing.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like it's. Because the whole thing is when you're in that situation, you're trying to keep it as covert mm-hmm. as possible. So yep. It's like, look, I can throw my underwear in the trash. No one needs to know.
There is a.
I've done it.
We've all done it, man. Yeah. Remember, there was in our not the building we're in now, but the building we moved from about a year ago. There was a time. Remember, we were in the bathroom, and in that bathroom, someone had thrown. I mean, excuse me. We worked with all adults, but I mean, their underwear and I want to say some other stuff was also piled into the trash can. Mm-hmm. Like they had a bad, bad moment.
Yeah, you
get rid of the evidence.
Well, then I spend the rest of the day kind of looking at all the salespeople, all the people in production, because you're trying to get a gauge of like who has that face that kind of reeks of guilt, or you know what sales guy's walking around with like a business suit and suddenly he's wearing like athletic shorts.
Sure. If you and we brought this up before, but if you get a chance, probably not the best thing to watch at work, but it's just called The George Brett Story. And George Brett, and in spring training, and this is, I don't know, a decade ago, maybe more years, he's a coach at this point. George Brett used to be, as you know, if you listen to Kansas City, one hell of a baseball player. But at this point in time, he's more in the managerial role, but he's talking to a player about one of the times that he was in Vegas and crapped his pants. But just the way George Brett tells the story.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's really good stuff. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Perfect. Perfect.
And you have tape here, tapered.
Double tapered.
You know what I mean, man? Perfect taper at the top.
Yeah, he's also so excited telling the story.
Right, he is.
Well, he's excited, but the way he explains the story to this player is like...
It's amazing.
That everyone sits around and talks about this, because he says certain things where it's kind of like a foregone conclusion to him that everyone understands.
Yeah.
You know, he's just talking like, you know what I'm talking about, right? You get that moment? Fantastic stuff. Hello, JP. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right, I haven't shared this with anyone in my life, and I was hesitating, actually almost hung up, but here we go.
All right. Well,
oh, wait a minute. I mean,
early on in my U.S. Marine Corps career, I was going through Marine Corps combat training in Camp Pendleton in California. We are on a 20-mile hump. We're bivouacked overnight, so you can leave your boots outside your tent. So the platoon sergeants know that you're in your tent. Got to get up to do my usual business in the middle of the night. Got to put my boots on. And I step on a tarantula in one of my boots.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
That is not cool.
And, you know, getting up in the middle of the night, and it's Camp Pendleton. It's summertime. It's nice weather. So I just have my skivvies on, just my skivvy shorts. Well, needless to say, the tarantula hastened the movement that was about to happen.
Okay, understood.
So I wasn't going to make it over to the porta potties they had there. So I just dropped right there. And when we're on bivouac like there, you don't really have too many extra things to wipe with. You're carrying everything in your pack the next day anyways.
Right.
Well, it was a solid movement. And I took that tarantula out of my boot, and I used that to wipe my ass.
You wiped your ass on the dead tarantula?
I gotta say that the hairs on the tarantula were very effective.
Breathe!
Nice.
Breathe! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did not think I'd hear that today.
Oh, man.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.